You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We started asking this yesterday, actually, and again just a few minutes ago, and people have already been writing in. We were laughing about the whole thing about, I don't even know if parents even bring this up anymore, the whole, you know, behave or you're going to get a lump of coal in your stocking. That might be like another generation. But the whole idea you were talking about, you know, holding Christmas over kids' heads and everything.
Yeah, we touched on that a little bit this morning because parents, right now we have 9 days, 15 hours, and 57 minutes to hold Christmas over your kids' heads and basically get them to do whatever you need them to do. Clean their room, make the bed, practice their piano, do sports. Because there's still time to say, you know, if you don't get this done, Santa might not show up this year, unfortunately. So we have a little more time to hold that over their head.
It's funny, too, because the whole thing about, you know, a lump of coal, like you weren't good this year. The question could be, what's the worst thing your kids did this year? Like if you could pick out one thing that stands out, you're like, I can't believe they did this. And people have already written in. Allow me to read a couple of these so you can see what's going on with our listeners and their children. Brenna says, my daughter cut out a section of the carpet in her bedroom to put inside her Barbie dollhouse with a knife. She says it took her a long, long time. Can you just imagine a kid sawing through the carpet with a knife maybe out of the kitchen or something?
Yeah, just going to town. Oh, my gosh.
However, can we just say there's creativity points there, in my opinion.
Creativity. Yeah, absolutely.
Callie says, my son is 4. He got a permanent marker in the car that I didn't know about, wrote all over the back seat, the seat, the door, and the ceiling above him. That's when I finally saw him, but it was too late. So I guess he's going all, you know, Michelangelo painting
Picasso.
The Sistine Chapel ceiling. Well, he's painting the ceiling of the car.
That's cute.
And this one kind of hits home with me because I did this when I was a kid using a board, but instead of rocks, I used, God, what kind of nuts were these that fell out of this tree? But they were in a hard shell, and I would use the bat, and I was like, it was like baseball, and I had to hit them over the alley and over the house behind the alley, and that would be a home run.
Yeah.
Okay. Trisha says, my son and his best friend were hitting rocks with a board like baseballs. And they knocked out a window in the house next door. It's an older woman who lives there alone. And she was terrified that someone was breaking into her house and called the police before we could ring the bell and explain what happened.
Oh.
My God.
All right.
So you hear what our listeners are having to say already, but we're going to open phones on this to have it. We're going to let you, I guess, laugh about it now. What is the worst thing your kids did this year?
Yeah, why are they
that if they were just going to get a lump of coal in their stocking, it's because of what?
Why are they on the naughty list, essentially, this year? And I was trying to rack my brain with my kids. I mean, a year is a long time to go back. I know Reed gave Lila a bloody nose a couple weeks ago by throwing something at her, and it smacked her in the face. That's about the only thing I can think of. My kids were pretty good this year. Let me give you a quick one that came in on Facebook. It says, my son Michael decided to spray paint his bike yellow in the garage next to our brand new white 4Runner. Little yellow speckles all over the car, and I mean all over it. We had to get a detail job that cost like $1,000 to get all the paint removed.
God.
And that was Reggie. So that's one that will stick with you throughout the year.
Don't you want to know how the bike turned out,
I
though?
I do. I really do. I mean, yellow, that's a banging color on a little kid's bike zipping down the road. Good color choice, man.
He thought his bike was an Xterra, you know, aren't
right,
those all
right,
yellow
all
or
yellow.
Something?
Yeah.
Ryan, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, buddy.
It's a great day. So what happened?
My baby doll needed fangs, so she cut hers off and taped it on her baby doll.
Wait a minute. What? What?
All of her bangs, not just a little bit, like from eyebrow to eyebrow all the way across.
And then taped it on a doll.
Yep. And we found out because she was so proud and brought it into us. And me and my wife just looked at each other and we're like, oh, I guess that's what we're doing now.
I guess it's time to hide the scissors now, buddy.
Right. Yep. Yep. They got locked up for sure.
Good. Smart move, man. Smart
How old
move.
Is your daughter?
She's 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we got something very similar to that. Holly said, and this is, I think a lot of families have been through this. Holly said, my daughter gave her little brother a haircut. She's 5, he's 4. And she wrote, and it was bad. She put like 7 A's in there. It was bad.
It usually is, right? It usually is.
Wow. Yep. How did the doll look, at least, Ryan?
It was halfway decent. It was clear tape. It was a little long, but it looked halfway okay.
Not too shabby, huh?
Yeah,
maybe she has a future as a stylist. You never know.
Maybe.
There you go.
Thanks,
we're
man.
Glad you called, buddy. Have a great day, all right?
All right, bye-bye.
I've got a couple more that rolled in on Facebook, if you'd like.
Please.
It's from Jesus. He says, my daughter took a big jug of pink slime and dumped it down the kitchen sink about a month ago. She didn't tell us for about a day. The pipes were so backed up with slime and food and gunk, it was so bad. We had to have the main line snaked. It was really expensive. And then this one's from Candy. I love this one. She says
But you know what I would say to that one before you move on?
Yeah.
What I would say to that is that you definitely need to call Plumline.
Boom. $100. This is from Candy. She says, at Thanksgiving, the whole family was gathered, and it was getting close to when we needed to eat. We all gathered to say grace when we realized that Grandma was nowhere to be found. After a few minutes of searching, we did find her sitting on the back patio. Turns out she had been out there for about an hour because our 7-year-old locked the door behind her when she stepped outside. We couldn't hear her knocking on the door because we had music playing and the general commotion of getting the meal ready.
Beautiful.
Let's just say Grandma was not happy. And that was from Candy. Hello, please let me in. Anyone? Please.
You know what they should have done? They should have just fixed her a plate, taken it out, and then kept her locked out there.
What did I do to deserve this?
Just serve her out there and come back in.
You stay outside, Granny.
Two more that I'll share that I love. Kirsten says, it wasn't my kids, but our next door neighbor's son is 9. He decided to drive their car.
Oh, no.
His plan was just to back it out of the driveway. But he ended up knocking over their mailbox. Well, you know, I can see that in his mind because he's saying, if I just take it out of the driveway and back up, no one will ever know.
Right.
That's great. And then I love this one. It's from Mel. She goes, my son told his teacher that he was going to be a bank robber when he grew up because that was a great way to make a lot of money.
That's right. A little side hustle.
She writes, I think he was just being a smart aleck, but she did call us and asked us to have a talk with him. It was quite embarrassing.
Yeah.
I wrote back to Mel and I said, how old is this little Al Capone? She goes, he's 7.
So, he's got a big life ahead of him.